Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time, we're giving you access to top experts in various fields related to the pandemic. Today, new data shows how COVID cases are overwhelming hospital and healthcare systems this year as compared to last year, and the impact on healthcare workers themselves. To talk about this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Andrew Neumer, epidemiologist and health demographer at UC Irvine, studying infectious diseases and mortality. Doctor, thanks very much for joining us. We've known for a while there that some of the hospitals and healthcare systems have been overwhelmed. And I think that unless you are one of those people sitting in an ER waiting for a room or a bed, and you're on a gurney next to a check-in desk, you don't really understand.
Indeed, and I'm happy to be with you again this morning. Omicron is, you know, it's slippery because it's gotten this reputation of being less severe, but, you know, that's simply an average. And there's going to be plenty of people very ill and in the hospital with Omicron.
You know, for people who are not in the medical profession, we have to sort of explain this because on one hand, you hear that Omicron causes disease that's not quite as serious as, say, Delta. On the other hand, it's still sending people to the hospital and clogging up ERs. So what's the nugget here? What's the real thing we should know?
Well, the nugget is that the severity of Omicron compared to Delta is not like a volume setting on your car radio dial where, like, Omicron is 4 and Delta is 8. The severity it's a distribution. I mean, for some people it's 4 and for some people it's 8. And the volume, you know, to use the same metaphor, that is different for every person. So for Delta, there were more people for whom the volume knob was cranked up, and for Omicron, there are more people for whom the volume knob is cranked down. But for each of the variants, there's still a distribution. So there's just some people for whom Omicron is severe, and those people could very well wind up in the hospital. And Omicron is so contagious that there will be a lot of people with Omicron. So there'll be a lot of people with Omicron colds, and there'll be many people, unfortunately, in the hospital as well.
And the ones that are in the hospital, does the data show that they tend to be the unvaccinated or the people who didn't get boosted?
Disproportionately unvaccinated, disproportionately unboosted. But really the best thing we can do is vaccinate and boost. I don't particularly care for the narrative that we made a huge mistake by going all in on vaccination. I mean, vaccination is still usually the best tool in the toolbox for public health. And I think that going heavy on vaccination was a good move. It's just unfortunate, you know, that so many Americans have decided to decline.
Yeah, and some of the reasons you hear are a little puzzling as well. One of them, of course, being breakthrough cases, as if every other vaccine on Earth doesn't allow for breakthrough cases.
Well, I mean, some do and some don't. The influenza vaccine, for example, has breakthrough cases. The measles vaccine typically does not. It's well documented that breakthrough cases, and this is extremely well documented, breakthrough cases are less severe than cases in immunonaive people. So, you know, give me a breakthrough case any day over winding up in the hospital on a ventilator.
Yeah, but I, you know, if I'm fully vaxxed and I'm boosted, I still don't want to get it because I don't really know what the impact of, say, long COVID is going to be.
Well, there's two responses I would have there. The first is to mask in public, to sort of act in concert with your own personal appetite for risk. So each of your KCBS listeners has a different, you know, approach to risk, and for those who are seriously concerned about the prospects of long COVID or whatnot, I would recommend masking and doing so with a well-fitting N95 or KF94 or KN95 mask. And also, but to keep in mind that we're probably all going to get COVID in some way, shape, or form in the next 10 years. I mean, so, you know, hopefully as a breakthrough case, not as a, you know, and it's never too late to get vaccinated. So, but I mean, avoiding COVID entirely will probably be something like a child having avoided chickenpox back in the days before we vaccinated against chickenpox. And it's just, the data showed that 18-year-olds, about 99% of them had chickenpox antibodies. So it's hard to avoid these things. They're just so ubiquitous.
So I'm glad you brought up the masking. So a lot of people around, you know, the Bay Area, they're upping their masking game, and they're, you know, going for the N95s or the KN95s in addition to, you know, before we were using, you know, the cloth masks. You know, what's your take on that? Should we be advancing that? And why does the CDC not come out and say, you know what, everybody should just be wearing these, you know, more upgraded masks?
Well, I personally believe we should be using the better quality masks. Omicron is a game changer in terms of transmissibility, and I've been advocating the use of better quality masks throughout the pandemic, even before Omicron, even before Delta, even before Alpha. So, I just believe that you really need a better quality mask to fend off these aerosol and droplet particles containing the virus. So the mark to look for are N95, KN95, and KF94. But also, your listeners should know that the mask should fit well. So there are different masks out there, and that's because people's faces are shaped differently. And having a mask that fits well is just as important as having one that says N95 on it. So that's something to keep in mind. Men with large bushy beards may have trouble getting a mask that fits. So that's also something to keep in mind. I'm not telling anyone, you know, that they need to trim their facial hair, but that can be an impediment in some cases to a mask forming a proper seal around the mouth and nose. I do not know why the Centers for Disease Control hasn't been more out front on this. It's a mismanaged agency. I think it's fair to say at this point.
So I just want to make sure that when you talk about a well-fitting mask, I had a friend who was saying, well, well-fitting mask, that should mean like it leaves a mark when you take it off.
Well, I mean, leaving a mark is something that may occur in some cases. I wear an N95 that forms a seal around my mouth and nose where I feel like it's blocking, you know, 99% of the airflow around those, you know, around my face. And it doesn't leave a mark on me. I think leaving a mark, it doesn't have to necessarily leave a mark. There are some, masks that use like a metal clip sort of that sort of molds to your nose that you know helps form a seal, and there's kind of, it wouldn't necessarily leave a mark on all people. So I don't think you need to tighten those elastic bands until they leave a mark on your face, but most people sort of intuitively know if there's a tight seal or not. I mean, The so-called surgical masks that you just sort of put over your mouth and nose, where you can look in the mirror and you can see, you know, gaps, you know, the maybe the size of a pencil diameter, like, you know, around the crease of your smile or the fold of your nose. You know, that's not good enough, unfortunately.
since we started off talking about how packed hospital ERs have been, has anyone looked into what percentage of those folks shouldn't be in the ER? I mean, you should isolate at home unless you're having severe breathing problems, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's certainly been true throughout the pandemic, but I don't think, yeah, I mean, your listeners probably know by now, but COVID is a disease, you know, that can, if your home at home COVID test is positive, or if you have a cold, or if your testing center COVID test is positive, you don't need to seek medical care unless you're in respiratory distress or have a very high fever or there's some other salient reason. So if COVID is acting like a cold for you, you should, we should all hope and thank our lucky stars if that's the case, and just tough it out at home. Staying home from work, however, is an important aspect. This is not a cold where you can go to work and just sort of tough it out, because that's how this is going to spread. And it's not your life that you'll be saving by taking a sick day. It may not be your coworkers, but it could be your coworker's grandmother or something. So as we talked about with the severity differences. So definitely not every case needs to go to the hospital, but also every case should stay at home for 10 days, not 5.
We're speaking with Dr. Andrew Neumer, epidemiologist and health demographer at UC Irvine. For Ask an Expert, if you have questions, email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. There's a question came in from a listener. I'm a healthy 67-year-old woman, San Francisco resident, fully vaccinated and boosted. I don't go out except to get groceries or for daily walks along the bay. I was scheduled for outpatient procedure today, but postponed it until the end of February due to the current surge. What does the data say about when this current surge may be over?
That's a great question, and it's hard to know. I think it will peak in a couple of weeks. So I think we are in for a few more weeks of lots of Omicron. It's very hard to say. In some other countries, the Omicron related peak has been quite broad. In Northern Europe, for example, in Denmark, they've been having a humongous peak. Whereas in South Africa, where the Omicron variant was first identified, their peak was more sort of a short, sharp shock. And so it's a little difficult to predict what it will look like in the United States and in California and the Bay Area in particular. I think moving the procedure till late February is probably safe, but it can be postponed again if need be. But it's extremely hard to predict. I mean, Bob Uecker famously joked that the best way to pick up to catch a knuckleball is to wait until it stops rolling and then pick it up. And the best way to call the peak of this wave is to wait until it's gone down for 7 days and then say, oh, well, the peak was 7 days ago. I mean, it's just extremely hard to predict just by looking at the rising curve when it will peak.
All right. He quotes you. I like that.
Thank you.
You know, you said something moments ago that I found really interesting. You said it unequivocally, which is you should isolate at home for 10 days, not 5, no matter what the CDC says, right?
Yes. I mean, the CDC has said 5. Studies have shown that people are still shedding virus after 5 days. So, we're just going to have more spreading if we do the 5 days approach. I mean 7 perhaps, but I think 5 is too short. And again, the CDC under its current management is really not doing the taxpayers a good service.
I have one more question I want to squeeze in here before we let you go. A listener wants to know, what about cloth masks with a PM2.5 filter inserted?
It's better than nothing. I mean, but I would prefer to see N95s. If N95s are hard to get in your area, a cloth mask with an additional filter is better. The N95s are designed and tested in the United States by NIOSH and in other countries by other regulatory agencies to meet certain characteristics, including the seal that we talked about. So I mean, it's better than nothing, but I think N95 is the gold standard. I also think that some masks I've seen, and not the one that the listener is talking about, but some masks that I have seen are a little more than theater. I mean, they don't fit well, and they're extremely thin cloth with nothing.
They're like for vanity.
Yeah, and it's just basically just it's theater. It's just to comply with the masking order. So I mean, Omicron is a game changer in terms of transmissibility, and so to protect ourselves and others, better quality masks.
Yeah, we're looking at N95s. Doctor, always good to talk to you. Stay safe. Dr. Andrew Neumer, epidemiologist and health demographer at UC Irvine. You can listen to the entire interview at kcbsradio.com. And all of our previous interviews are there as well. kcbsradio.com/askanexpert.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.